Hello and welcome to Alfalfa Premiership Show. Well, the Premiership season has kicked off now, so why not I just delve straight in and discuss some of the results of last weekend. Chelsea done very, very well with 6-0 drubbing and showed their intent there. I thought Malouda done very well. He started off the season as he ended the last in form. It was just shame. It was shame and strange how he performed in South Africa, but hey, I'm not that bothered. One thing that does crack me up is Blackpool, who I said were going to go down last week, absolutely battered Wigan 4-0. Marlon Harewood from nowhere has now scored two. Absolutely crazy. I thought Aston Villa as well done exceptional, considering they lost Martin O'Neill last week. And James Milner scored a great goal in a fitting way to end probably his last game for Villa. I find it quite strange because how is he going to fit in that Man City setup? I mean, at the time of recording, Craig Bellamy's probably in Cardiff somewhere because I hear he's training with them today. Well, one of the nil-nils was Bolton Fulham. Not much to say about that. But the first game of the Premier League was Spurs against Man City. And I thought that was absolute cracker with Gareth Bale. He should have scored. He hit the post. But he was on fire. And he's definitely in my dream team. Yes, Bale has been on fire. And I thought Peter Crouch done well. And also Jermaine Defoe almost had a chance. But for Man City, it had to have been Joe Hart. He played exceptionally. And it makes you think it's a bit of a shame that he never got the start in South Africa, but oh well, there's nothing much we can do about that. Just have to look forward, and he should now have cemented a long-term place. Long-term, I mean, by at least three games for England. Blackburn, I thought they started really well. Sam Allardyce looks extremely happy on match of the day. It was a very opportunist goal, but great reactions from Klasnic. Howard had a clanger dropping the ball after he'd caught it. It was just really weird looking at it. And Wolves have also started really well. They beat Stoke 2-1, which I didn't think was actually going to happen. I thought Stoke had a very resolute defence and they would hold strong. But no, Wolves broke them down somehow. One of the games I didn't actually pay much attention to because I fell asleep while watching Match of the Day was Sunderland v Birmingham, the 2-2. From what I read in the match reports, was that Sunderland, although under pressure, were 2-0 up and they let it slip at the end. I could be wrong, but that's the impression I got from that. And then Sunday's game against Liverpool against Arsenal, which I thought was a fantastic game. Arsenal absolutely bossed the first half. They really did. But the game's turning point was really when Joe Cole got sent off. Was it a horrible challenge? Well, he did leave the ground, so technically that should have been a red card, but he didn't seem to go with intent to hurt the player, and I think a yellow card would have sufficed when you compare it to some of the other challenges that have only been given a yellow card or even worse. Debatable, I know, considering you shouldn't base it on other challenges and take it for its own merit, but he's not a vicious player, so it's a shame he got sent off. But what a response from Liverpool. I thought they'd done really well to hold back on Arsenal. And in the end, I felt they had a lot of chances to actually win the game. I felt so sorry for Pepe Reina when he patted the ball in the net. It just looked like it just happened in slow motion, like a comedy moment. But those are things that happen. And at the time of recording, the second place team from last year's Premiership, Man United, are putting Newcastle to the sword with a 3-0 scoreline at the moment, with Berbatov scoring two and Ryan Giggs scoring a volley. So that's what has happened in the first week of the season. Definitely this week's winners are Blackpool with a fantastic scoreline. Wigan have to be this week's losers by being beaten 4-0. Chelsea have showed their intent. Man United have shown their intent. Arsenal and Liverpool are squabbling it out, as are Spurs and Man City. Who knows what's going to happen? Fulham started getting solid. It's all just kicking off, really. So why not wait till next week? Anyway, I've got to go now. So I hope you have a fantastic week. And I hope you enjoyed Alfalfa's Premiership Show. So have a good evening. Bye.